We're doing the Rambam and Pirkei Avot, and we'll dedicate our learning tonight to Carl, in memory of Carl Chaim ben Meir Haber. So we're up to Mishnah Zayin. And the Mishnayot have been enumerating the different things that Hillel taught us. Now you guys know Hillel grew up in Babylon. He went down to Babylon to learn by the leaders of the Jewish people, Shemaiah and Avtalion. And then he came back to the land of Israel. And they, when he came back, they had halachic questions. They discovered that he knew the answers best, and they appointed him as the leader of the Jewish people. When he came back, he wasn't initially the leader. When he was out in Babylon, he was very poor. But when he came back and they saw he was the greatest rabbi around, so the chief rabbis of the time, Bnei Beteira, they said, they deferred the position to Hillel. They said, you know more than us, you become the chief rabbi, and they appointed him as the Nasi. So this Mishnah, the Mishnah Zion, says like this: Af hu ra'a gulgolet achat, he too, even he, Hillel, saw a skull, tzafa al pnei amayim, floating on the water. So he sees a man who's been murdered, and his head is over there floating on the water. Amar la, so he looked down at the skull, and he said to it in Aram. Yeah, to the skull. He said to the skull, there were people around, and he looked at the skull and he said to that skull in Aramaic, because he's out in Babylon, Al de'ateft, because you drowned others, you're a murderer, you. Because you murdered others, atifuch, others have murdered you. You're a mafia boss, so your day will come. One day your car will explode too. Others exploded, your day will come too. V'sof mitayfayich, but you know what? Those who caused your car to explode, like his son said, those who caused you to drown, yetufu, don't worry, they'll also be drowned. It's a wheel that goes around in the world. So, the Rambam says, Amar, Hillel said, Al shehitzafta, because you drowned others, hutzaft. That's why you were drowned. Vasher hitzifcha, and whoever drowned you, yutzaf, will also be seen floating on the river. Don't worry. Kilomar, meaning what Hillel was saying, Sheat ne'ragt al sharagt zulatech. You were murdered because you murdered others. Voto sharagcha, and he who murdered you, atid lareg, will also get murdered. And what Hillel meant in saying this, שפעולות הרע, that the actions of evil, חוזרות על עושיהן. They come back like a boomerang to the one who performs evil. In this world, sometimes we don't see it overtly. That's why Hillel had to stress it. Hillel said, you got back what you did unto others. So Hillel was saying, the evil comes back to hurt the one who performs evil. כמו שאמר, like the verse says in Mishlei, Avonotav yilkeduno et harasha. The sins are the trap which catch the evildoer. When he does it initially, he does it for his own gain, but then it comes back to haunt him. The Amar, and another verse in Mishlei, in Tehillim says, Bor kara vayach pereu vayipol b'shachat yifal. He dug the hole, and he assumed that that hole will be a trap for others to fall into it, and in the end, he himself falls into the hole, the pit he digs. V'amru chachamim, and our sages taught us, b'midah she'adam moded, the way you measure onto others, b'modedim lo, that's the way others will measure onto you. A guy is always stingy, he doesn't give anyone loans. When he'll need a loan, no one will give him a loan. A guy murders others, he hires hitmen, don't worry, they'll hire hitmen to hit him. So Chazal always taught us that in this world, the way the world works is people get back what they give. V'ze davar hanireh u'matzui, and this is something that you can see, it's common, b'chol zman, at any time, u'b'chol makom, wherever you are, shekol mi she'uso pu'ulat ra, whoever does acts of evil, u'mamtzi minei ha'avel v'amigraot, and he makes available all kinds of things that are wrong and things that are lacking, shu atzmo yevo'ehu nezek me'otam ha'raot atzman shu'hu imtzi, that in the end, those things that he creates to harm others will come back to harm him. Lefi shehu limed pe'ula, because he taught an action she'teaseh lo ve'lezulato, that will happen unto him and unto others. You create a Frankenstein, who's he going to come back to kill? And then you create a monster, that monster can harm everyone, not just the people you thought he will harm. V'chen, and so too, kol amlamed midan na'ala, another Rambam turns the whole Mishnah to the positive. We learned about the negative. Hillel was talking to a skull. He was telling it, hey, wait a second, buddy. You got here for a reason. But the Rambam now is telling us, and what's the message for the good? When you teach positive, and a person gets people to do good things, then it'll come back to him, the good that he does, ultimately it'll serve him too. He started a cycle going that will be good for him and onto others. It's not just when you do good onto others, do good onto others. It's like a guy starts a fund to tell people who lost their job. Well, who knows where he'll be in a week from now, or in a month from now, or in a year from now. We say about tzedakah, it's a galgal chozer b'olam. Tzedakah is something that goes around the world. The Rambam writes, set up tzedakah funds, because even though today you could support the tzedakah funds, don't worry. Tzedakah is the type of thing that what goes around comes around. If you won't benefit from the fund you set up, your children, if not your children, your grandchildren. But you could assume that it's just a matter of time before your family itself will need the social services. So sometimes we find ourselves on top, sometimes we find ourselves on bottom. We never know where we ourselves will be, but we could rest assured that it's only a matter of time before we ourselves will benefit from the good that we perform. And the verse about this is very, very smart. The verse says, Amar ki po'al adam yishalem lo. God pays back a person according to his own actions. We get back what we give. So Hillel was saying it to the skull, and Chazal taught it to us in everything that we do. So that was Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Chet and Tet, the Rambam doesn't have commentary, so we'll just quickly read it and explain a simple understanding in the Mishnah, because the Rambam doesn't give us any explanation. I guess to the Rambam the Mishnah was obvious. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Hillel said the following, Marbe basar, marbe rima. You become very corpulent, you eat a lot of meat. Moshe, you caught that word, corpulent?
Yeah.
Those of you who are going to do SATs, should catch them. If a person is going to become very obese, he's going to eat a lot, so he's going to have more worms eating him in the grave. Right now, he's enjoying mistakes. But at the end, he has to think, where's it all going to lead to? What's the purpose of just sitting and being a glutton? At the end of the day, he's just going to have more worms eating him. Malbeni chasim, what does he care? Kasher ima bevsar hamet kemachat bevsar hechai. The Gemara in Brachos says that the worms, the vermin that eat a person in the grave, are felt like a needle when a person is alive. So it's not such a pleasant thing. Malbet. That's an excellent question. If you want, we have a class on Pirkei Avos Pshat, not Rambam. Go online. When we learned this Mishnah, we went through three possible understandings, and also when we learned that daf in Brachos. So one possible understanding, but that's not Rambam. Okay. So now we're going on a tangent. So some say that what it means is that he feels it spiritually, not that he feels it physically. The simple understanding is that there is a physical feeling. There is a process of death. There is a process of the soul leaving the body. We see that the body stops functioning. The heart stops beating. The brain stops functioning. And we say the person is dead. And we bury him. Spiritually, we say that there is an evolvement. That the neshama starts wandering back and forth. In the first 3 days, the neshama tries to come back into the body and keeps looking at the body. Hey, let me back in. Wait a second. We've been together for all these years. Why am I out and you're in? And then on the third day, when the stomach breaks open and the person's innards start pouring out into the grave, then the neshama realizes, okay, I'm not making it back. That's when the neshama starts trying to get into heavens. And in its process in trying to get into heavens, it finds itself against some kind of mechitza. There's some kind of block. And the weeping that people weep over a person's dying, our crying is what helps the neshama break through. When we mourn, when we lament the person's passing, so that's part of what helps the neshama get up there. And then the neshama comes up, there's a process as the body decomposes, the neshama recognizes it's not coming back, and there's a process, 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, a year, there's a process when the neshama keeps coming to visit the body and when it doesn't. So on a certain level, the person feels the vermin eating his body. And tzaddikim, we say, they didn't decompose, right? Our sages say that big tzaddikim didn't decompose. If you want, when we're all tired, I'll tell you a nice story about that. Yeah? Whoever has a lot of, you have a lot of assets, so you have a lot to worry about. What's the stock market doing? What's the real estate doing? What's it doing in New Zealand? What's it doing in Australia? What's it doing in South Africa? What's it doing in America? The more assets you have, the more you have to worry. Yeah. There, Chazal said it was a miracle. I don't know that they were tzaddikim. Chazal seemed to say it was its own miracle. I don't know if that's the reason. I don't remember. If anyone says that there, I don't know. Marbe nechasim, marbe da'aga. Marbe avadim, marbe gazel. You have a lot of servants. You think you have a lot of people working for you. You have a lot of people who are stealing your money. You have a lot of workers. You should know everyone's trying to take. Marbe shfachot, marbe zima. You have a lot of maids. So you should know there's a lot of things going on with those girls in your house. Marbe nashim, marbe kshafim. You have a lot of women. So women usually are looking for all kinds of potions and cures. One understanding is Mabena Shima Bek Shafim, just like Rachel Imenu in our parsha. She said, oh, maybe this herb is going to help me have a child. So women are more apt to be attracted to all the forms of herbal and mystical medicine. So that's one understanding. Another understanding is a person thinks, oh, I'm making it, so I need to have a lot of slaves. He doesn't realize the slaves will steal from him. He says, I'm making it, I need to have a lot of maids. He doesn't realize that if he has maids in his house, then who knows what his son is doing with the maids and who knows what his slaves are doing with the maids. It's not so good to have so many maids running around the house. He says, I'm making it, so let me live up life. One wife isn't enough. He brings in more women into his life. He brings in more women, so he finds himself not having the prowess he'd like to enjoy all the time he could have with his women. So he'll be Malbek Shafim, he'll spend a lot of money trying to find the right aphrodisiac. So that's another understanding here, that it's talking about... Another word for the SATs. Okay. So the Mishnah is telling us the evolvement of a person. As he gets more and more wealthy, he keeps trying to figure out ways of enjoying life more, and he doesn't realize that in his quest for enjoying life, he's really shortening his wealth, shortening his life. On the other hand, Malbe Torah, if a person gets more Torah, Malbe Chaim. Oh, Asher Chaim, we walked in just for you now. Malbe Torah, Malbe Chaim. You have a lot of Torah. You add Torah to your life. You add life to your life. Malbe Yeshiva, Malbe Chochmah. If you have time in Yeshiva, you'll add wisdom. Kana Shem Tov. When you acquire a good name, Kana Lo Le'atzmo. Then you've acquired something for yourself. Kana Divrei Torah. If a person has acquired the words of Torah, Kana Chaye Olam Haba. Then he has acquired the life and the world to come. Mishnah Tet. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel milel meshamayim. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the smallest disciple of Hillel HaNasi, was not only a disciple of Hillel's, but he also learned by Shammai, who I Omer, he used to say frequently, Imasita Torah Obe, if you've done a lot of Torah, Al Tachzik Tova Le'atzmecha, don't think, oh, look at me, look at how much I've learned. Don't think that. Kidochach Matzalta. That's the way you were fashioned. God gave you the strength to learn that way. That's the purpose you were placed on this earth. You don't look at a tree and say, oh, what a beautiful tree, look at how nicely it grew. You say, ah, God created a nice tree in this world. Well, the same thing if you're a big rabbi. You've learned a lot of Torah, well, you're like that tree. That's what God put you here for, so that's what you're doing. You're no different than the tree. And should we move forward or stop here? We'll stop here. Okay.